This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill that expands the state's Veterans Mental Health Services program by an estimated $5 million. The effort will provide additional grant funds to local nonprofit organizations to both establish and expand community behavioral health programs serving active duty service members, veterans, and their family members. The money will come from a new tax on firearms and ammunition that was approved by voters in November. Meanwhile, a bill to standardize how Black American history is taught in Colorado is making its way through the legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The bill, which just passed the Senate, would require the State Department of Education to develop a standard curriculum for Black history and cultural studies that goes beyond slavery and the civil rights movement. It creates a 17-member advisory committee to develop the new standards. That would happen in 2028 as part of the state's next update of social studies standards. The bill comes amid attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools. It now heads back to the House for consideration of amendments. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's pro basketball and hockey teams will both try to make the second round of their playoffs tomorrow. The Denver Nuggets are back on their home court hosting the LA Clippers. The Colorado Avalanche will be in Dallas. Both series have gone the maximum 7 games, which means tomorrow night's winners move on and the losers' seasons are over. And a flow of moisture is forecast for Colorado Monday through Wednesday, with significant amounts of rain possible along the eastern part of the state. This is CPR News in KRCC.